The problem is a deep layer of sand discovered in March. It was discovered when the concrete pilings for the bridge access ramps were drilled into the levees. Pliable sand around the pilings could create a soft spot that would allow water to seep through the earthen levees, weakening them. So the Corps ordered a halt to work within 50 feet of the levees until the extent of the sand problem is determined and the levees are reinforced if necessary. Dallas City Councilmember Angela Hunt worries we could have a $120 million signature bridge that no one can cross.
I think that for some period of time, and I don't know what it will be, a bridge to nowhere. Again, my primary concern is how much will it cost to connect this bridge to nowhere through our levees.
Trinity River Corridor Project Director Rebecca Duggar is confident the ramps will be built. She says welding work on the steel frame of the Calatrava Bridge continues, and the first section could be hoisted in place well before the ramps are completed.
It can actually go up separately. They don't necessarily depend on one another as they're going along, so they're kind of moving along in parallel. I'm thinking later this year we should be able to start seeing the arch going up.
That's the eye-popping 40-story Calatrava Arch from which a web of supporting cables stretch and descend. The Texas Department of Transportation building the access ramps expects cost increases because of delays and any fix that may be ordered. How much, officials won't say, but an often-mentioned remedy is a concrete or diaphragm wall built down to bedrock to block any water flow. Based on City of Dallas rough estimates, the cost of a diaphragm wall could be $9,000 or $10,000 a foot. TxDOT has hired University of Texas at Arlington engineer Dr. Sahadat Hossein to use a new technology. It can determine the extent of the sand in the levees, starting at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
We look at what is the impact of this construction on the levee, or if there is any impact. Then the second part of our work is going to be how to remediate this, so that there will be no problem in future of the levee.
Dr. Hossein and the UTA team will use an imaging technology new to North Texas. RI, or resistivity imaging, allows engineers to look at continuous segments of the inside of the levee to determine its composition. The machines are a little bigger than a car battery. Technicians place a number of steel rods about 2 inches into the levee. These electrodes are attached to each other and to the series of RI machines. The electrical current then creates the data that allows engineers to identify the types of soil inside the levee. Dr. Hossein says this resistivity technology is used routinely in Europe, but not in the U.S., and he says it's more accurate and faster than boring hundreds of holes to take samples. The speed of the new and accurate information is important to Councilman Dave Newman, chairman of the Trinity Corridor Project. He says even with TxDOT's delay on the ramps, he expects the project's deadline will be met.
2011, we'll be driving on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, absolutely.
B.J. Austin, KERA News.